Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It is almost that time for Lights on Stratford, the Winter Festival of Lights. Zach Gribble joins us in studio with all the details on this rainy day. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Jamie.
Yeah, we haven't got the winter weather today. We've had the winter weather. We have more winter weather coming, and we have the Lights on Stratford kicking off this Friday.
It's approaching really quickly, so we did order the teas of winter weather, and we are busy. Our crew and staff are installing together with international light artists all throughout the city at the moment, so we're very excited. Was not expecting the rain, but that's okay. We'll work through it.
Oh.
So this Friday is our launch for the 5th annual Lights on Stratford Winter Festival of Lights, and it'll be in Market Square for the opening ceremonies at 6 p.m. And we have a lot of interesting things planned. There's so many community events in addition to the main light art installations, but opening this Friday at 6 p.m., we will have a traditional grass dance, we will have a few speeches, and then a participatory public art project, similar to what we did last year, but with a twist this year. That'll be happening at 6 with free hot chocolate in the square. There will be a silent disco, as there is for every Friday in Market Square.
Okay.
Starting at 8 p.m. on Fridays, and there's just so much to talk about. It's actually hard for me to keep it straight in my mind.
Well, what's topping your agenda in terms of Lights on Stratford? What would you like? There's going to be so many amazing light displays, so much going on. What's top of the list for you?
Well, at the moment, because we're installing light displays from Australia and starting this week from the UK, there's a Canadian artist by way of Australia. So in Market Square, there's two huge light art installations that we're really, really excited about, Stargate and Emergence, and all of this is available on our site where you can sort of see what to expect in terms of the light art installation. And then at the other end of the light art trail, you know, we connect all the way down to Tom Patterson Island. We have another two, and people that have been driving around the river in the last couple of days may have seen some giant 27-foot illuminated mushrooms. I'll leave it at that. But there's a garden of delight on Tom Patterson Island with trumpet flowers. That's an interactive, incredible piece, and these giant illuminated mushrooms. It's quite transformative for our park system in the middle of winter. It's basically Australian mushrooms take on the Canadian winter, and we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. So those are some of the light art installations. There are others that are mixed in. But really this year, what I'm most excited about is how the community has rallied around this, both in terms of helping us put it on. We have over 70 local sponsors, which is just astounding and incredible. But also from the cultural happenings and events standpoint, there are so many collaborations and partnerships. We're really excited about there's a concert. Nick's Electronic Drone Choir is at the Tom Patterson Theater in January, on January 18th. The tickets are available through the Stratford Festival for that. And that's a partnership with Stratford Summer Music and Stratford Festival, you know, at a time of year when both are typically not active. So from a lights on perspective and bringing things to the community and really, you know, staking a claim that we are very culturally active in winter, those things are really rewarding to us. The University of Waterloo Stratford campus actually had 125 of their fourth year students design and build light displays for that building on Patrick Street. So there's three interactive displays that'll be up during Lights On for that. We have activations at the Stratford Public Library. We have a light-themed art exhibit starting on Sunday at Gallery Stratford. I mean, this is just to name a few. Mm-hmm. So you really start to see the community shine and come together to create an incredible experience, not just for visitors that are coming, but for our residents to really celebrate our city and come to the downtown core.
Yeah.
and have this for a big winter celebration.
Yeah, and you touched on it beautifully there, and I'm thinking, my gosh, how this Lights on Stratford Festival has grown and grown over the years. In our early days talking about it through the pandemic, and look where it is now. It's just bigger and better, and more folks are coming to check it out.
We're really proud. This is the fifth, judging by the gray in my hair. It's a good thing I'm on radio. You know, it feels like 10 years because especially during the pandemic, I mean, they were really challenging. But to think that this community produced this, you know, winter light festival in the early pandemic, and it's grown to be a quite serious international light festival.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, that is just such an incredible testament to this community and what it can do when it comes together.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, we have Stratford Lights On, the Lights On Festival that's happening December 13th through to January 19th. And we have now even more events happening in the winter. We have things like Stratford Winterfest. We have the Stratford Winter Film Festival. We have the Stratford Film Festival. We have Stratford Winter Pride. In terms of your Tourism Stratford hat, there's more happening in those off months or off-season months.
Yeah, and so building on the success of the last few years, we've added, for example, winter music pop-ups. So Destination Stratford has a fund for local venues to host live music because there's quite a burgeoning and always has been a burgeoning music scene here. But we're shifting that focus to say, let's try to encourage that in the winter months and let's really try to make that vibrant. If I remember correctly, there's 16 venues that were part of that program coming up this winter for musical happenings throughout the city. Super exciting. Another one that I'd love to highlight, because I think it's just so creative, is a partnership with Stratford Country Club, who has a curling facility. And we've worked closely with them in partnership to do Glow and Throw, which is a glow-in-the-dark curling. And so we have free, you can sign up through Stratford Country Club, free family and try it sessions for those that haven't tried curling. You may as well start glow in the dark. I mean, that's a good way to start.
If you're going to go in.
Yeah. And then we have evening, you know, date night curling sessions. And then it all culminates on closing weekend of Lights on Stratford with Ontario's only glow in the dark curling Bonspiel. So we're expecting teams from all over the province to come and compete.
Oh my gosh.
And so it's this kind of creative, you know, collaboration and building of unique events that is truly exciting.
It is going to be exciting, and it kicks off this Friday. It's December 13th through to January 19th. It's Lights on Stratford. The website is lightsonstratford.ca. Zach Gribble with Destination Stratford and Lights on Stratford. We're so looking forward to this. Zach, we're going to have you back in, because I think we've only just touched on everything that's going on here.
I would love to return, and I'll just mention it's Thursdays through Sundays, and it's 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., so the lights will be on throughout. We also continued our partnership with Stratford City Transit. So there are two free hop-on, hop-on, hop-off shuttle buses that every 15 minutes they will be at one of the main locations to get people around. And it's heated and accessible. So we're really proud of that as well.
Perfect. Zach Gribble with Lights on Stratford. Have a great festival.
Thank you, Jamie.